With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Kamala Harris was not there, but Barack Obama was, joined by former First Lady Michelle. The former president revved up the crowd last night at the Democratic National Convention, bringing back the old theme of hope and change and talking up Harris.
We have a chance to elect someone who has spent her entire life trying to give people the same chances America gave her.
Ahead of tonight's acceptance speech, vice presidential hopeful Tim Walz coming under fresh scrutiny. White House correspondent Greg Clugston in Chicago.
Describing his family's struggle with infertility, the Minnesota governor has implied that he and his wife used IVF to conceive. However, they actually used artificial insemination. The campaign and its allies defended Walz, while Republicans accused him of falsely using his personal story for political gain. Kamala Harris's running mate also has been criticized for misstating his military rank at retirement and saying he carried weapons of war in war. Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Restoring law and order in America, the theme of former President Trump's campaign stop yesterday in Howell, Michigan, suggesting Kamala Harris leads among Democrats who have decimated law enforcement.
She's always been for defunding the police, and the person that she's running with, Tim Walz, is equally far left. This is the most far left group. Nobody's ever seen anything like it.
Today, the Trump-Vance ticket will visit North Carolina. Also at SRNNews.com, violence erupted outside the Israeli consulate in Chicago, where anti-Israel rioters burned an American flag and fought with police. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up 56 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 40 points. This is SRN News. Something special is coming to the Museum of the Bible.
The Washington, D.C. landmark is teaming up with the Israel Antiquities Authority to display an ancient mosaic that adorned a Christian worship site in Syria. The 1,800-year-old artwork was discovered just 20 years ago by Israeli archaeologists and has never been on display in Washington, D.C. before. Museum spokesman Bobby Duke calls the mosaic, quote, one of the most important archaeological discoveries for understanding the early Christian church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern is sounding an alarm about anti-proselytizing laws in many countries. ICC says the measures, which purport to protect religious freedom, are actually a way of legally persecuting Christians. Algeria, Cambodia, Malaysia, and Yemen are just a few of the nations where it is illegal for a person to discuss their faith with a person of a different religion. In fact, most of these laws apply only to Christians. This is SRN News. Two airlines would like to fly as one.
Alaska Air is one step closer to acquiring Hawaiian Airlines after the U.S. Department of Justice chose not to challenge the $1.9 billion deal that the carriers say will create a company better able to serve travelers. Alaska Air announced in December that it would pay $18 in cash for each share of Hawaiian. The brands of both airlines would be preserved after the merger, which is unique in an industry where decades of acquisitions have left only four big carriers dominating the U.S. market. Keith Peters reporting.
Things are looking up for Target as far as the bottom line is concerned. The discount retailer stock is soaring this morning after its earnings beat analyst forecast amid signs that discretionary spending by at least some consumers is starting to bounce back. Stock futures higher on Wall Street this morning. More details, SRNNews.com.